And we're going to start out by bringing to the microphone Rachel Williams. The Great Gildersleeve. The Kraft Cheese Company, which also brings you the Kraft Music Hall every Thursday night, presenting each week at this time Harold Perry as The Great Gildersleeve, written by John Whedon and Sam Moore. And we'll hear from The Great Gildersleeve in just a moment. This word from our sponsor.
You know, I just learned from several mothers in the neighborhood that their meal planning problem is not three, but four meals a day. That is, if you count the after-school snack that means so much to a healthy, growing child. Well, I found out, too, that many mothers make short work of that in-between meal. Along with a glass of milk, they serve a slice of bread spread with parquet margarine. And their youngsters are really satisfied. For parquet, the quality margarine made by Kraft. It's both delicious and nutritious. It's made to order for grown-up wartime appetites, as well as for hungry youngsters. Yes, parquet margarine has become a favorite mealtime spread for bread because it has such a grand appetizing flavor and because it's one of the best energy foods you can serve. What's more, every pound contains 9,000 units of vitamin A. So buy it tomorrow. That's parquet, P-A-R-K-A-Y. Parquet margarine, made by Kraft.
Well, it's time to look in on the Great Gildersleeve. It's a cold winter Saturday, and he's at home, occupying himself with some papers that look very important, while Leroy plays happily by the fire with his puppy.
If you claim a credit in line 15, disregard lines 19 A and B. Schedule L on page 1, 4, and enter result in line 19 C. Gibberish. Has the puppy eaten this morning, Leroy?
He sure has. He ate more than I did.
I wonder if I could take him off as a dependent. Probably not.
When are you going to help me build a house for him, Unc?
A house? Not today, my boy.
But you promised.
I know I did, but there's no way I could fit that in right now, Leroy. I've got to get these compounded taxes done.
I thought those didn't have to be until March.
Yeah, don't worry. It'll take till March to get them finished. Let's see. If line 20 is larger than line 21D, enter the difference here and also as item 20, page 1. If not, see item 23. The dog is right. Line 20. Confound it, Leroy. You have to keep that dog quiet. This is very complicated.
Well, if he had his own house, he could go there and not bother anybody.
Well, I can't build it today, my boy, but I've got to have quiet.
Okay. Have to be quiet, Stinky.
Yeah. What did you call that puppy, Leroy?
Stinky, that's his name.
Since when?
Since yesterday.
Well, I won't have him called that. You'll have to find something more suitable.
Oh, gosh, he likes it. It suits him fine.
Well, if you'd give him a bath once in a while, it wouldn't be so appropriate. Why don't you go give him a bath now?
It's bad for puppies to have baths in winter.
Oh, nonsense. Who said that?
You did.
Oh, yeah.
Uncle Mort, has the mail come yet?
Oh, I don't know, my dear. I haven't looked.
Oh, what's the matter, Stinky?
Marjorie.
What'd I do?
I do not like that name for the puppy. Can't we find something more dignified for him?
Like what?
He wants to call him Rover.
I didn't say anything about Rover. Although, Rover's a nice name for a dog. Here, Rover. Here, Rover. Rover boy. Here, Rover. Well... Goodness gracious. Here, Rover! Don't growl at me, you stinking mutt.
He doesn't seem to go for it.
Well,
you can't expect him to know it the first time.
Rover! Get over here! Oh, you mutt! Don't you growl at me.
He's not a mutt. He's an Airedale.
An Airedale? Well, he acts like a mutt.
Oh, he can't help it. I'm going to go get the mail.
Yeah, why don't you go somewhere too, Leroy? Take the dog with you.
Well, it's too cold to go out. And what's there to do anyway?
Well, practice your piano. You haven't practiced all week.
Okay. Come on, Stink, the Rover.
Ah, yes. Victory tax credit. Phew, this is a Lulu.
Here you are, Uncle Mort. Some lovely mail.
Oh,
to cheer you up.
What is it?
A bill from Dr. Hargrave.
Certainly didn't lose any time, did he? I wonder what'll have the nerve to charge me. All those fancy instruments and complicated tests. Well, I won't pay it, that's all. The robber.
Well, what is it?
For professional services, $2. $2? Well, what does he think I am, a pauper? Leroy? There's something here about deducting medical expenses on your income tax. Let's see. Instruction 15. A deduction is limited to such expenses as...
Leroy, where are you?
Leroy, answer, Birdie. Confound it, I've got to have quiet here.
What do you want, Birdie?
Did you feed Stinky this morning?
Birdie?
Well, what's the matter, Mr. Gildersleeve?
That's not the name I want that puppy called. It's very offensive.
Well, it's sure fits him. But I want to know, how long is he going to be sleeping in my kitchen?
Yeah, I want to know that too, because if he had a birdhouse...
I've got to have absolute quiet here.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's more like it. Oh. Let's see. A single person living with husband or wife, 25%. Less 2% for each dependent of line 4, with not more than $500, plus $100 for each dependent. By George, I give up. Come on, Leroy, let's build a house for Stinky. As dark as your hat down here. You go ahead, Leroy, and turn on the light.
I will, if I can find it.
It's right over there where the workbench is.
I know, but where's the workbench?
Right under the light.
Big help you are. Oh.
What's the matter?
I bumped into something.
Well, why don't you watch where you're going? Oh, my goodness. Who left that there, and what is it?
I did. It's my sled.
Well, what is your sled doing in the cellar?
I was polishing the runners.
Well, if I find it here again, Leroy, I'll burn it. Now, turn on the light.
I got it. There.
Whew. Leroy, I thought I told you to clean this place up way before Christmas.
I did, Unc.
You did well, and just look at it.
I know, isn't it terrible? You clean anything up around here, and right away somebody messes it up.
Yes, yes.
It's discouraging.
I give up. Well, let's get started on the doghouse.
Yeah, let's. Here's a soapbox I've been saving.
A soapbox?
Well, I thought we could cut a hole in one end for a door and then put a roof on top of it.
Oh, that's no good.
Why not?
Well, in the first place, it's not big enough. We need something about 3 feet 6 inches.
3 feet 6 inches? The dog's only a foot long.
Yeah, he won't always be a puppy, you know. And besides, you have to remember, we're building for the future here. And whatever's worth doing at all is worth doing well. You remember that. Now, give me one of those long boards over there.
Can't use those. They got nails in them.
Yeah, we'll pull them out.
Hey!
Yeah, that's the stuff, my boy. Now, lay it on top of this soapbox, and we'll saw it into lengths.
Yeah. Can I saw, Unc?
Oh, perhaps, after I've shown you how.
Oh, for corn's sake, I've been sawing all my life.
Well, there's a right way and a wrong way to do everything, my boy. You might as well start off by learning the right way.
Okay.
All right. Now, first, you observe, I take the ruler and I measure it off very carefully, exactly 3 feet and 6 inches. Then...
Unc?
What?
The ruler, that's the wrong end.
Ooh, they don't mark these things very clearly, you know. There now, the saw.
Here you are.
Thank you. Now, about saws. There are two kinds of saws, the crosscut and the,
rip.
Where?
The rip saw, that's the other kind.
Oh, very good, rip. Yes, you know how to tell them apart?
No, how?
Well, it takes experience. Yeah, yeah. As a matter of fact, all these things call for experience.
Well, what kind of saw is this?
Uh-huh.
The saw, is it a cross cut or a rip saw?
Well, it's sort of in between. Now observe the way I hold it, Leroy. Lightly, yet firmly, being careful at all times not to drop it or bang it against anything. You know, teeth are very delicate, you know.
Oh, I know.
Yes. Now, you take your piece of wood like so, and you place it on the box. Then you put your knee up on top to steady it. Are you watching, Leroy?
Oh, I'm watching.
All right, next I raise the saw and take careful aim and start it with a smooth end. Oh, confound.
Looks like you hit a nail, huh?
Yeah, darn wood. That's the trouble with it.
Yeah, oh. And it's not good for the saw either.
You don't have to tell me, Leroy. Only it wasn't my fault. Yeah. But I tell you, I will make the doghouse 3 feet 5 inches. That way we'll miss the nails.
But at that point, there's a knot.
A knot? Well, we'll make it 3 feet 4 inches then. That'll miss the knot.
Well, we'll have to take a couple inches off the dog. Let her rip.
All right. Darn wood. It must be green.
You know,
what?
I figure we're going to need about 48 pieces just like this.
48?
Well, there's the bottom. And there's two sides and two ends, and then two pieces for the roof, and
sheesh, all this for a dog.
What's the matter, Unc? Are you tired?
Oh, no, Leroy.
Hey, Unc, your coat.
Hey, what? Don't ever talk with a boy manly sawing, Leroy.
But your coat, you're sawing your coat.
Oh, yeah, well, darn thing. Here, stand back, Leroy. All right.
Good work, Unc. That makes 17. Only 31 more to go.
31.
Oh, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Yeah, down here, Bertie.
My goodness, you've been down here all afternoon.
Now, never talk to a man when he's sawing, Bertie.
Don't be impudent, Leroy.
Excuse me, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Yes?
Miss Ransom's on the phone.
Oh?
Yes.
Mrs. Ransom?
She wants to know if you'll come over for some tea to her house today.
Could I?
Oh, Unc.
Oh, well, tell her I'll here I come, Bertie.
Yes, sir.
But, Unc, what about the doghouse?
Yeah, well, you get the idea, Leroy. I'll leave the finishing touches to you.
Finishing touches? We haven't even started, and I don't know how to go.
Well, I'll tell you what to do. You find a nice soap box, cut a hole in one end of it for the door, and you'll be fine. Tell her I'll be right there, Bertie.
Gosh, what a character.
your tea, Throckmorton? Strong or weak?
Hey, well, I'm not much of a tea hound, to tell the truth. I like it anyway.
You like it strong, I bet. Because you're so strong.
Yes, and I suppose you like it weak.
Oh, silly. Tell me, what are you doing this evening? Have you any plans?
Plans? Oh, not a thing.
Oh, good. You'll stay for supper then.
Oh, will I? Leela, what's up now? Come on, tell me.
Oh, Throckmorton, you're so impetuous.
Well, all right, I'll sit over there. Now tell me.
Well, drink your tea first. You know, Throckmorton, I've had a feeling you've been a little put out with me lately.
Put out? Well, I don't know where you got that from.
It's true. You know it is. Tell me, is it because of Dr. Hargrave?
Now, why should I be put out about him? He means nothing to me one way or the other.
Well, I thought maybe it was because of that party on New Year's Eve and because, well, I've been seeing so much of him lately.
Oh, have you? I've never noticed. This tea is very good.
Oh, I'm glad. I'm glad you like it. Now tell me, now that you've been to him, don't you agree that he's wonderful?
Who's wonderful?
Dr. Hargrave.
I don't see what's so wonderful about him. He's just a doctor.
No, but I think all doctors are wonderful.
Well, I never hear you rave this way about Dr. Pettibone. But Dr. Pettibone doesn't kiss your hand.
Throckmorton, if you're implying that Dr. Hargrave has made advances to me, you're mistaken. Gracious, he's much too busy to have any interest in poor little me. All he cares about is science. That's all any real doctor cares about. Science. Oh, I love science. I think he looks a little like Walter Pigeon, don't you?
Well, who's Walter Pigeon?
You mean to tell me you've never heard of Walter Pigeon? He's in the movies.
I can't tell one actor from another.
Oh, I saw him in The Life of Madame Curry last week, and he was wonderful, even with a beard. Oh, and so is Greer Garson.
Huh?
All she did was stand by his side day and night and be a little help to him and bring him little things to eat. That's all I'd ask.
What?
Just to be allowed to stay at his side and feel like I was contributing my little bit to science.
Now, are you talking about Walter Pigeon or Dr. Hargrave?
Throckmorton, you're laughing at me.
No, I'm not. I'm only trying
Well, he doesn't laugh at me. He told me he'd take me along with him on a case sometime.
Leela, if you got me over here just to tell me how wonderful Dr. Hargrave is...
I'm sorry, Throckmorton. I know you're jealous, and well, I shouldn't be talking.
Well, I am not jealous. Just because he's a doctor and I'm not, gosh, you'd think doctors were the only wonderful people in the world.
Oh, we can't all be doctors, Throckmorton.
That's right.
I know that. It takes all kinds.
Yes, well, thank you.
Now, you're a businessman. That's wonderful, too.
Well, I...
It is. You understand about financial things and all. Things that make my poor little head swim.
Just a matter of training, that's all.
Well, it's more than that. It takes genius.
Ooh, yes. Well, if you want to call it that, I'm okay.
Oh, I just admire anyone showing they can add and subtract and everything.
Yes, well, I bet Hargrave can't do it. And I bet Walter Pigeon can't do it either.
That's why I asked you over this evening, Throckmorton.
What? Why?
Well, I thought we'd be here together and we could just, well, you see... I got my income tax this morning, and I declare I can't make head or tail out of it.
So that's it. Leela?
Oh, I'd stay by your side every minute, Throckmorton, and I'd bring you little things to eat. Please. Pretty please.
Oh, by George, I wish I'd stuck to Stinky in the doghouse.
The great Gildersleeve will be with us again in just a few seconds. Now a word from our sponsor.
During the coming drive for victory, we're all going to need extra energy to get that job done. And that's why it's so important to see that the family diet includes a plentiful supply of well-balanced and nourishing foods. Foods that really taste good, like parquet, the famous spread for bread made by Kraft. Parquet has a delicate, appetizing flavor that really satisfies. It steps up your family's nutrition program because it makes the family want to eat more bread and other foods that contribute to glowing and healthy skin. And as for energy, oh, parquet is one of the very best. And remember, every pound contains at least 9,000 units of vitamin A. So for flavor, for good nutrition, and for economy, be sure to ask your dealer for parquet. That's P-A-R-K-A-Y. Parquet, made by Kraft.
Well, it's time to get back to the great Gildersleeve. 2 hours have passed, but he's right where we left him, trapped by the Widow Ransom's silken snare, floundering about in her income tax.
Yeah, let's see here. A business or profession? Fill in Schedule C-2. A farmer's keeping notebooks or accounts. Well, she's not a farmer, that much I know. And she's not in the armed forces. Let's see.
Throckmorton?
Oh, yeah.
Supper?
Ooh, thank goodness.
Oh, don't get up, darling. I'm bringing it to you on a tray.
Oh, what have you got?
Well, it's just a sandwich and a glass of milk.
And is that what Walter Pigeon gets?
Silly. I thought as long as we'd had tea, you wouldn't be wanting much. And this way, you won't have to interrupt your work.
Well, that's great. Just great.
How you coming? Oh, I see you're doing just fine.
I haven't even started yet, Leela. Now, if you want me to help you with this thing, you'll have to give me the necessary information.
Oh, I'll be glad to, Throckmorton. If it's not too personal.
Well, to begin with, Leela, have you had any net gain or loss from sales or exchange of property other than capital assets?
Gracious, how should I know? I'd have to ask Judge Hooker.
Well, why don't you? As a matter of fact, why don't you get him to fill out your whole income tax? He is your lawyer.
I know, but I've asked the judge to help me with so many things lately. I just couldn't ask him to do any more without charging me.
Well, he'd be glad to do it.
You really think so?
Oh, he'd be delighted. Let's call him up and get him right over here, shall we?
Oh, I couldn't ask him, Throckmorton.
Well, then I will. Where's the phone?
Right over there, under that door you just lift up.
Oh, how cute. It's right in the lines, Judge, Leela. Why, he'll be... let's see here. That's right. Yes, it's right up his alley, yes, sir. Hello, Judge. Oh, how'd you guess? Say, listen, you old son of a gun, where you been keeping yourself lately? I haven't seen you in over a week. Now, is that any way to treat your friends? Oh, yes, me too. Say, Judge, guess where I'm phoning from this evening? I'm at Leela's. Yes, having more darn fun. But, you know, we got to thinking about you, Judgey, and Leela said, gee, I wish Horace were here. And I said, well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to call him right up and see if he can't come over. So how about it, Judge? Oh, great. Hurry now. Oh, and Judge, be sure to bring your glasses. Yeah. Yeah, you see, just leave it to your old Uncle Throckmorton. He'll be right over. Well, that can't be him.
Oh, excuse me. Why, it's Mr. Peavy. Come in.
Yeah, Peavy.
Good evening, Mrs. Ransom.
Well.
Hello, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Won't you take your coat off?
No, I won't stay, Mrs. Ransom. I was on my way home to supper, and I just had to stop by to leave you this.
Kleenex! Throckmorton! It's a box of Kleenex!
Kleenex?
Oh, you don't know how hard it is to get. Oh, Mr. Peavy, you're a lamb. I declare I could kiss you.
Well, now, I wouldn't do that. As a matter of fact, I had it put away for you. under the counter, and then I went away for a few days.
Yes, I heard you had the flu, Peavy. How you feeling?
Oh, I'm just fine, Mr. Gildersleeve. I'm fit as a fiddle.
Yeah, oh, well. Fit as a fiddle and ready for love, huh?
Well, now, I hope I'm not interrupting anything.
Oh,
here.
No, Petey. Yeah, stick around. We weren't doing anything.
Just my income tax.
Yes, no rush about that. You say you were out of town for a few days.
Yes, Mrs. Peavy and I had to go down to Belleville.
Oh, great. Did they have a good time?
Well, we were there on a rather sad errand.
Aww.
Yes, my mother-in-law, you have a worm on your head.
Oh, yes.
My mother-in-law, Mrs. Peavy's mother.
Oh, that's too bad.
Well, I guess we have to go sometime.
Well, perhaps it was all for the best. Mm-hmm.
Well, I raised that point, but Mrs. Peavy, she couldn't seem to see it my way. Of course, she was very upset.
Oh, of course.
But it was a nice service. Mr. Kaltenmauer spoke a few words, and we saw a lot of people we hadn't seen in a long time. Everything was so very nice.
Aw, that's always such a comfort, I think.
No, it was. You know, the old lady had lived with us for a good many years before she went to Belleville to live with her son.
Yes, well, I guess it won't seem like home without her.
No. Well, I guess I better be getting along home now.
Well, don't rush off, Peavy.
Oh, no, don't. We're not doing anything. Just trying to finish up my income tax.
Yes, income tax. Have you looked at that thing yet, Peavy?
Oh, Mr. Gildersleeve, I looked at it this morning.
Mm-hmm.
There's just one thing I wish people would tell me.
And what's that?
Are they kidding us?
Yeah. Oh, thank heaven. It must be Hooker. I'll go. Well, hello, Judge. Come on in.
Well, thank you, Gildy. By golly, I'm glad you called me up. I'm just in the mood for a little diversion.
Oh? Well, you've come to the right place, Judge. Yeah, here, let me have your coat.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yes, sir. Plenty of diversion here, brother. A charming hostess.
Oh, indeed she is.
Yes, yes.
Where is Lila?
Oh, she's in the other room. Yes, plenty of diversion, Judge. And a chance to do a good deed, too.
A good deed?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Say, Horace, let's help Lila with her income tax.
Gildersleeves, you're a dirty dog.
Well, oh, why, Horace, the poor little girl is desperate. Now, are you going to let her think you're unwilling to help?
Well, I'm not unwilling. I just don't like to be invited to people's houses under false pretenses.
Oh, Horace, come now. Many hands make light work, you know.
Well, I guess you haven't seen the new tax form, have you?
Well, Leela's here, Horace. Many hands make light work.
Oh, Horace, you're an angel to help me.
Oh, glad to do it for you, Lila. Glad to do it. Oh, you got your checkbook here, deposit slip.
Throckmorton, I knew he'd think of something practical right away. Here they are, Judge.
Oh, fine, fine. Now, these represent all the money you received during the year, do they not?
Well, practically. All my big checks, they're deposited, and only once in a while, I get a little bitty dividend, and I just cash that.
Yeah, this is going to be worse than I thought.
Now, let me see that list of your securities. Now, write down all the dividends, whether you got them or not.
Here's the list. Remember, you made it out for me yourself.
Oh, yeah. Now, I remember. Now, let's see. 1 share of Happy Valley Light and Power, $5. 1 share of Fisdale Improvement Company, $5. 1 share of...
Lila, let's go in the other room and let the judge concentrate, shall we?
Well, he might want to ask me some questions.
You know, he's got all the stuff right here. Come on.
Throckmorton, I don't feel right sneaking off like this while the judge is working.
Well, we weren't helping him anyway, and when there's something I can do to help, I'll do it. Come on, let's sit by the fire.
No, I don't think we'd better somehow.
Oh, well, I've got a great idea then. Let's dance.
Oh, no. The radio would disturb the judge.
We won't use the radio. I'll just sing softly in your pretty little ear.
Well, just for a minute.
Oh, all right. Why do I love you? And why do you love me?
Oh, you do dance nicely, Throckmorton. Now, let's just dance, shall we?
Well, let's go downtown someplace, Leela, just for a little while. The judge will never notice we've gone.
Why, Throckmorton, that's disloyal. You got Horace over here to help you.
Yes, and he's being a very big help. Listen, Leela.
Now, Throckmorton, stop.
Hey, Gildersleeves, what's going on?
Well, we were just dancing, Judge.
Dancing? Well, I don't see any orchestra.
Throckmorton was singing for the music.
Well, that sounds more like what I came over for. Gildersleeves, suppose you go check my audition while I tread a few measures.
Judge, I'll take your audition on trust.
Well, I'd feel much better if you'd check it, Throckmorton.
This is no fair, you old goat.
Leela, may I have the pleasure of this dance?
I'd be delighted, Judge.
All right, then. Play, orchestra, play. Put on your old gray bonnet with the blue ribbon on it while I put old Dobbin to the shade. For we're off to Dover through the fields of clover on our golden wedding day.
My goodness, Horace. Y'all certainly dance vigorously.
Well, thank you, Leela. You're a very good dancer yourself.
Oh, thank you.
You're looking very handsome, too.
Now, Judge?
Say, why don't you and I go down to Peavy's and get a soda? Throckmorton will never notice.
Oh, why, Horace Hooker, I thought you came over here to help me.
Well, I did, but Gildy's doing so well, I thought, oh, come on, it just take us a few minutes.
Judge, you ought to be ashamed.
Is this man annoying you, madam?
Well, are you all through with the audition, Throckmorton?
Yes, and the judge made a mistake, too.
I don't believe it. Where is it?
It's there for you to find out. It's there. Come on, Leela, it's my dance.
Oh, now you boys are being ridiculous. Both of you. Come on, let's go and finish up my poor little income tax, and then we can all have fun.
But Leela, it's my turn.
Now you had the first turn, now you're all leaving. Come on, Throckmorton, let's finish up.
All right, let's see. Come on, Judge.
All right, then. Well, let's see. Leela, did you make any contributions during the year 1943?
Well, I put 50 cents in the plate every Sunday. Oh, mercy. Who can that be? Excuse me, Horace Throckmorton.
All right, Judge. Contributions are easy. But what about net capital gains? Let me see you explain that if you're so smart.
Ah, good evening, Mrs. Ransom.
Why, Dr. Hargrave, what a surprise!
Well, I warned you I'd need your help on a case sometime. Looking to be my angel of mercy for a little bit.
Oh, I surely would, Doctor.
Perfect. I've got a call about 20 miles out in the country. Some farmer's broken his leg, but it's a nice moonlit night and my tank's full of gas.
Oh, how exciting! How exciting! I mean, the broken leg.
Are you game?
Well, I'll tell you. I've got two income tax men here working on my return, and I don't feel right.
We'll only be 2 hours, promise.
What is it, Leela?
Oh, Throckmorton,
Hello there, Gildersleeve, yes, Judge Hooker.
Good evening.
Hello, Hargrave. What do you want, your $2?
No, I've got an emergency case I've got to tend to, Gildersleeve, mm-hmm. and Mrs. Ransom has very kindly consented to go along as my, anesthesiist.
Now, look here, Leela.
Leela, this isn't fair.
Oh, it's only 20 miles.
20 miles?
Oh, where's my coat?
Is this it right here?
Oh, yes. Thank you. Now, you boys keep working, you hear? I'll be back in 1 hour.
But Leela.
Leela.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Well, what about that?
I'll be doggone. What's he got that we haven't got?
Science.
Science.
That's a woman for you. Bedtime, my boy.
Why, so it is, Unc. I've been working so hard, I didn't even notice.
Yeah, well, what have you been... What is that?
It's a doghouse.
A doghouse? It has three floors.
Yep. Living room, dining room, and bedroom. You see, I made a slight miscalculation on the amount of wood we needed, so I just kept building until I used all of it. I used 47 pieces of wood.
Well, you used almost all of it.
I got one left, and I'm going to use that one for a sign that's got his name on it. It says Stinky.
Well, you're never going to get the dog to go in there. By the way, where is that, Airedale?
Check out the third floor bedroom.
Well, good night, Stinky, and good night, everyone.
This is Ken Carpenter speaking to the Kraft Cheese Company, inviting you to listen next week for further adventures of the Great Gildersleeve. This is